for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We are offering solutions.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, a group that just completed a series of meetings with cattlemen in Oklahoma.
And at these meetings, one of the hot topics, of course, was the United States' new position on trade. Under our new president's leadership, we are taking aggressive action to stop the mercantilistic practices of foreign countries. We have an untenable $600 billion trade deficit with the world, and $375 billion of that comes directly from China. RCAF USA has been saying for 18 years, we have to rebalance trade. We have to get out from under this untenable $600 billion deficit. We also said that we have to address currency manipulation, which we failed to do for decades. And the focus right now is on China because China is one of the worst perpetrators of unfair trading practices. And so we have supported for a long time a new competitiveness strategy in the United States that would require us to identify and then counter foreign mercantilistic strategies that allow those countries to grow their economies at the expense of our country through achieving persistent trade surpluses. So we want to balance trade, and we believe that the tariffs now being imposed are sending a very strong message around the world that the United States is not going to sit idle while these other countries continue to cheat and to reduce the strength of the U.S. economy and the strength of our U.S. cattle industry.
That's Bill Bullard with the group RCAF USA. And now we head to the state of Illinois with a special guest. With more news on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, she's been around that wonderful cattle industry ever since she was a youngster.
I would say around two or three generations we've been raising cattle.
That's Stacy Lorenz. She's the director of outreach and promotions for the Illinois Beef Association, based in Springfield. Yeah, she was raised on a cattle operation.
My grandpa started out with Herefords, and then when my dad started, he just started getting some shorthorns, and now we just do mainly all purebred shorthorns. And we have around 50 head of cattle right now.
And Lorenz says she's always been close to her cattle.
Yeah, I mean, I've been showing since I could walk and grab a halter, so I'm pretty familiar with it, and we do a lot of national shows and county fairs as well, so that's pretty much been my vacations growing up, is just cattle shows around the U.S., so it's pretty much all I know.
And of course, before college, and even during college, she was always part of the great ag associations.
Yep, I was in FFA and 4-H, and then in college, I was in several different clubs dealing with agriculture, and I actually helped start up one of the most recent ones, which is a cattle show for Illinois State University.
Again, that's Stacy Lorenz with the Illinois Beef Association. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted comments Tuesday to the Department of Agriculture outlining key principles for the regulation of fake meat products. NCBA is requesting USDA to work with the Food and Drug Administration to take appropriate immediate enforcement action against improperly labeled imitation products. In its comments, NCBA stated that the organization believes the term beef should only be applicable to products derived from the actual livestock raised by farmers and ranchers. Now, this message.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
February exports of U.S. beef were higher than a year ago in both volume and value, according to the statistics released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.